From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Legislation to put new restrictions on credit card companies is on its way to the president's desk. The Senate approved it yesterday, but only after attaching an amendment to the bill, one that would allow people to carry concealed weapons in national parks. Despite that unrelated addition, the House passed the bill this afternoon. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on how the House dealt with that unusual hybrid.
Legislatively, you could call today's House session an episode of The Odd Couple. Two totally unrelated pieces of legislation with different groups supporting and opposing each part packaged together in one odd bill. So Democratic leaders performed a show of legislative acrobatics to get it passed. They split it in two.
But understand, unless both pieces pass, nothing passes.
That's Democrat Barney Frank. He chairs the committee that wrote the credit card legislation.
Now, I disagreed with the gun amendment. I wish it hadn't been in there. I intend to vote against it. In my judgment, the value of the credit card bill outweighs the harm that I think that would do.
So Frank and some other Democrats voted for the credit card bill and against the guns. On the Republican side, there were many lawmakers who opposed the credit card bill, but were glad to finally get a chance to vote on pro-gun legislation, like Doc Hastings of Washington.
Democrat leaders have finally cried uncle and decided to hold a debate and a vote. Mr. Speaker, I applaud their capitulation.
And it's not just Republicans who see this as a capitulation. New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy said today it's making her sick.
The NRA is extremely strong.
The National Rifle Association, McCarthy says, can rally enough support among both parties that it can push through gun rights provisions, even when Democratic leaders don't want them.
My concern is this what the NRA is going to do on every major bill? Add on a gun bill.
It's something a lot of gun control advocates worry about these days, even though for the first time in 14 years, there are Democrats in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. So you can look at what happened today in two ways. You could say that by splitting the bill in two parts with two separate votes, Democratic leaders got the credit card bill passed while allowing their members to vote for or against the gun part as they saw fit. Or you could say that by splitting it in two parts, Democratic leaders allowed the gun bill to pass and Republicans to score a win because the leaders didn't want a political fight with the gun lobby. Either way, both parts of the legislation did pass, the credit card bill by 361 to 64, the gun part by 279 to 147. Now they're being packaged together and sent on to President Obama. He's expected to sign it, making both the credit card restrictions and the new gun liberties federal law. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.